News Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Renu Kataria. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. So let's begin with the job applications. The CSIR, Indian Institute of Chemical Technology, CSIR IICT, located in Hyderabad, invites dynamic and motivated researchers to apply for 31 scientist positions as part of its commitment to advancing science and technology. This esteemed research laboratory under the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, CSIR, is recognized for its expertise in diverse fields such as organic chemistry, inorganic chemistry, chemical biology, and environmental engineering. The application process closes on December 9, 2024. They encourage women candidates and individuals from marginalized groups to take advantage of this unique opportunity, as CSIR is dedicated to fostering a balanced workforce. The positions come with a competitive compensation package with total emoluments of approximately 1,32,660 per month at pay level 11, and candidates must not exceed 32 years of age as of the application deadline. For more details, including age relaxation and application procedures, please visit the website www.iict.res.in. The Indo-Tibetan Border Police Force, or ITBP, is also seeking eligible Indian citizens for 27 vacancies of Assistant Surgeon, Assistant Commandant, or Veterinary within the Group A guested post. This recruitment offers a significant opportunities for those looking to contribute to a vital public service. The pay scale for this position ranges from 58,100 to 1,77,500 as per the 7th Central Pay Commission. Candidates are encouraged to apply online, ensuring that all applications are submitted through the official ITBP recruitment portal. Further details, including the distribution of vacancies across various categories, are available on the ITBP website www.itbpolice.nic.in. The Interstate Council Secretariat under the Ministry of Home Affairs is inviting applications for the position of Staff Car Driver Ordinary GCS Group C Non-Gazetted Non-Ministerial. This role carries a pay level 2 as per the 7th Central Pay Commission. Applicants may be considered for appointment via deputation or absorption initially for a period of 1 year with the potential for an extension of up to 3 years. Additionally, re-employment opportunities are available for armed forces personnel and ex-servicemen adhering to the rules governing Central Civil Services. Interested candidates are encouraged to submit their applications through the proper channels using the prescribed format available on the Interstate Council Secretariat's official website. Applications must be sent within 30 days of the publication date of this notice. For further details concerning terms and conditions, please download the relevant documents from the website www.interstatecouncil.gov.in. The National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has announced a vacancy for the post of Secretary at the Principal Bench in New Delhi on a deputation basis with a pay level of 14 as per the 7th CPC. Interested candidates must submit their applications within 60 days from the publication date of this advertisement in Employment News. For further details, please check the official NCLT website at www.nclt.gov.in under the Career section. The Ministry of Tribal Affairs, Government of India is also accepting applications for two Director Group A positions in the National Commission for Scheduled Tribes, NCST, on a deputation basis, including short-term contracts. These roles are classified at Level 12 of the pay matrix. Eligible and willing officers currently serving under various government sectors are encouraged to apply through the correct channel. Applications must be submitted within 60 days of the advertisement's publication in Employment News. Additional details can be found on the Ministry's official website at tribal.nic.in. Application should be directed to Ashish Kumar Agarwal, Under Secretary, NCST Division, Ministry of Tribal Affairs, New Delhi. Any queries can be addressed via email at agrawal.ashish@nic.in. The Biotechnology Industry Research Assistant Council, or BIRAC, is inviting online applications for various positions, including associate or senior consultant roles. To explore more about these opportunities, please visit www.birac.nic.in. The Archaeological Survey of India, ASI, is inviting applications for the position of Chief Horticulturist, Group A, Gazetted Non-Ministerial in Level 11 of the pay matrix to be filled through deputation from qualified officers of the central or state governments, union territories, autonomous bodies, public sector undertakings, or universities. Eligible candidates must hold analogous post or have at least 5 years of service in pay matrix level 10 as per the 7th CPC. Applicants should possess a master's degree in horticulture, agriculture with horticulture or botany, or a bachelor's degree in horticulture, agriculture or botany with a postgraduate diploma in horticulture or landscape architecture. In addition, candidates must have at least 7 years of experience in horticulture, including ornamental gardening and landscaping, with 3 years of administrative experience. The deputation period is initially for 3 years, extendable up to 5 years, with a maximum age limit of 56 years on the application deadline. Interested candidates must submit their applications within 60 days from the publication of the advertisement in Employment News. For more details, refer to the official notification asi.nic.in. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go on to their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publication Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject.